I want to thank all the labor unions here in Dane County that help keep SlysOffice.com up and going so you keep up to date, whether it be the Madison Firefighters, Local 311, or the Madison Teamsters, Local 695, or our friends at Madison Teachers Incorporated. These are some of the most active local unions who organize, and constantly stand up for workers. Thank you from SlysOffice.com.
Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson. We love guitars.
And welcome to another podcast at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers, our friends at Madison Teachers Incorporated, and Madison Teamsters Local 695, and Madison Firefighters Local 311. On the live line with us, Gary Gruelli. He is running for Rock County Sheriff's Office. He just retired after a long career in law enforcement. Gary, welcome to the show.
Sly, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me on so much. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, we'll preface that I've endorsed you in this race. Obviously, Rock County's always been in my backyard, and I've paid a lot of attention to Rock County politics. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and why you'd like to seek this office?
Well, Sly, I grew up in the Milwaukee area, for starters, and I came to Rock County, if you can remember, way back when, not too far now, but way back when Milton College was still in existence, and I had a fairly good high school basketball career, so I came to Milton College on a basketball scholarship, and at the same time, I started looking into law enforcement as a career. I eventually got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice at Milton College, and then directly after graduating in December of 81, March of 82, I started at the sheriff's office as a correctional officer and eventually worked my way up to my current position as captain. I've had a lot of experience, as you mentioned. I ran in 2014, as we talked about briefly, and in 14, my main platform concern for Rock County was the ever-growing and presence of opioids and heroin that was just starting to take off in our area. So that was a big concern of mine. And unfortunately, my team and I were correct. It's really exploded in the last 4 years. So that's a top priority for me in this election campaign. I've talked about it immensely at forums and debates and with community partners. But my number one item that I want to bring to the table if elected is to accreditate the sheriff's office through the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Accreditation Group. And you may be familiar with it. I know you interact with a lot of police agencies throughout the state, and they're very progressive. They promote excellence and professionalism, integrity within the workplace, and they're always scanning the country for the best law enforcement practices that law enforcement has to offer. And they collect those pieces of information, whether they're policies, training exercises, and they put it in their binder, so to say. And when you reach out, as I will if elected, to have them voluntarily come in on my accord, but there's a small fee associated with it, they will review everything that we do and bring us up to standard. I'm assuming we're probably lacking a little bit in some different areas, some things I'd like to change already, but they can put us under the microscope and really hold us more accountable, I believe, than if I were sheriff to do the same thing. You know, I'd be a little biased, obviously, but they have an independent organization, review everything we do in a course of 12 to 18 months. It's not something that happens overnight, so it's really intense. It's a really neat program, excellent program, and I look forward to that opportunity in helping Rock County Sheriff's Office and the community move forward in this area.
Have other sheriff's departments done this accreditation?
It's a great question, Sly. There's approximately 520 law enforcement agencies within Wisconsin. Those are both sheriff offices and police departments. And as you know, there's 72 counties within Wisconsin. There's only 42 agencies, law enforcement agencies, that are currently accredited by them. And to Rock County's credit, with those 72 counties, four of the agencies that are accredited are within Rock County. And I only know of a couple sheriff's offices that are accredited. Our neighbor to the east, Walworth, is. And I believe, I may misspeak here, I think out of Gamey County or maybe one of the counties in the middle of the state are also accredited. So it's mostly police agencies, but I'd like to make Rock County, you know, one of the earlier sheriff's office that will be here shortly.
Why do you think that's important? What's lacking that in the Rock County Sheriff's Office that you would like to see changed? Because it appears to me, I spent the morning reading about the sheriff's race, and it appears as though you're the change agent in this race. You're the one that maybe wants to make some changes in the Rock County Sheriff's Department, and your primary opponent is someone who's pretty much running as the re-election of Robert Spoden. Am I mistaken in that interpretation?
No, I many people have talked about that. I feel you are correct, Sly. I'm bringing a different, along with my platform. I've been very clear on my platform right from the beginning in December of 17. I came out with five or six items that are on my literature. I've talked about it constantly in our forums and our debates when I've had chances to speak to the media. And one of those five items is exactly what you're talking about. I bring, with my 36 years of experience in law enforcement, the partnerships that I've built in those 36 years with the community. I've been, I believe, a very strong community advocate in this area, especially in Milton, where I've spent 40 years. I bring a very unified leadership style, one that's very servant to our employees, and that type of leadership will trickle down to our command staff and to our officers in the field, who then will in turn use that same type of leadership when they communicate within the public and work with the public when they need their help. So I do offer a different type of leadership than we have had. That's absolutely correct. And I've been very clear on that. I'm a very transparent person. I'm a man and a leader of very high integrity and professionalism, honesty. I listen more than I talk, and my ability to collaborate with our criminal justice partners over my 36 years, I believe, is impeccable and can't be matched by anybody else that's in this race. I firmly believe that. I've been openly praised about those abilities, and my support, although all of it isn't public, and it's very difficult, as you know, to come out to public support somebody in a political campaign and law enforcement. I have very strong ties to the public safety sector, a lot of support, and I'm very excited for next Tuesday. But I'm very well supported in the area, although people may not outwardly endorse me, but the support is there. I can guarantee you that.
You have a couple
at the sheriff's department as well.
You have a couple police chiefs that have endorsed you, as well as the AFSCME workers, which make up a fair amount of county and city employees.
You're absolutely correct. Very excited to mention that too, Sly. Thank you, Edgerton Police Chief Tom Kumertans. He was on board with me last time as well. Police Chief Dave Hooker down in Clinton, as well as you mentioned, AFSCME, and it's the second sheriff's campaign in a row that I received AFSCME's endorsement. I couldn't be more proud of those individuals at AFSCME. They are people that I worked with and have worked with for the last 36 years. They are members of the sheriff's office. They are members of the Jane's Own Beloit public schools, some of their public works areas, their library, teachers, just a phenomenal group that believe in hard work and dedication and believe in treating people correctly, especially as a leader that I'm trying to be, that I support their needs as workers and to have a very good environment, one that they can be comfortable in and excel in as well. So very excited to have those endorsements.
Well, I know you believe in treating workers well and workers having collective bargaining rights. I know that the Wisconsin professional police are a little concerned about some deputies being harassed in your department. Let me just ask you this. Would you ever do something that Robert Spoden did, and that was endorse right-wing Attorney General Brad Schimmel?
I would not. As a matter of fact, I've met a couple times with our current Attorney General, Josh Krall, that's running on the Democratic ticket.
Candidate.
I fully support him. Candidate, yeah, I'm sorry. Candidate, we had great conversations. I'm excited for him. Have a lot of the same beliefs, obviously. Just a great leader, and will be for our state when that time comes. I'm excited for him. But you're absolutely correct. I would not have done that. Being from the other side, I think that was wrong and would not have supported that.
Let me ask you a little bit about, it's because politics so nationalizes everything. How do you improve the image of law enforcement after we've had some unfortunate shootings or some unfortunate incidents? You know, even a force like Madison's, where they're very progressive and very community-minded, you know, they took a big hit after the Tony Robinson shooting, and there are a lot of people that reflexively now, because of media culture, just assume that all police officers are violent or racist.
Yeah, a great point again, Sly. It is difficult. As you know, we have cameras are ever present in law enforcement and everywhere nowadays, you know, in the workplace. So everything is recorded. You have to assume that, especially being in law enforcement. And I'm going to take us back to what we had talked about earlier, the changes I want to make, and this accreditation that I talked about earlier. This is a perfect example of where this comes into play. The WE League organization, they're constantly monitoring the progress of law enforcement and the best practices and policies that are out there. And they're going to be a partner with us so that if we miss something as a department, something that's on the cutting edge that may help us, whether it is body cameras or squad cameras or new techniques in active shooter incidences and police shootings, things of that nature, they're going to be right there for us, supporting us and letting us know what's there and what we should be aware of for legal reasons and to protect our officers and be fair to our community partners and individuals that we're serving. So I get that question a lot, and I keep going back to this, to the accreditation. It's an independent review of us. It's an opportunity for us to be really transparent. It's us being accountable to the people that are paying our taxes and want and demand proper service, fair service. And I'm going to put us out there, Sly, on the open market, so to say, and people can look at us and they can judge us and know that we've been approved by this widely respected organization in Wisconsin, and that I'm going to do everything I can in my power to show that we're staying above the norm and that we're going to be there for them. And this is like a check and balances that we'll have. And I'm excited, like I said, to institute this and bring the level of professionalism and integrity up a notch at our organization. And then in turn, empower our community to know that they can feel comfortable and be reassured that this is getting done. You know, with the other partners in Rock County, Janesville Police Department is accredited. Milton, Beloit Township and Evansville. So that's going to enable us to work even more collectively and on the same page, knowing that we each follow the same principles and leadership styles. So it's just going to enhance what we do together with those organizations and improve communication. And the community is going to win in the bottom line. We're going to be a better organization, and the community is going to benefit as a result of it. And that's a win-win for everybody. So I'm really excited for this opportunity.
All right. Stand by. We'll talk more with candidate. Sure. We'll talk more with candidate for sheriff, Gary Gruelli. He's running in Rock County. Of course, the election is August 14th, the Democratic primary. You're listening to SlysOffice.com.
Injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
John and I approach personal injury cases in the same way. We want to be certain that our clients are treated fairly, that our clients are comfortable, that our clients know they can trust us to get the best result for them.
It's our professional responsibility to make certain you are fairly and fully compensated. Most of our cases are settled without a trial.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
We're back at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers, great local sponsors like Madison Computer Works and S&R Remodeling. Joining us again, Gary Gruelli, who is running for Rock County Sheriff. He is a 36-year law enforcement veteran who just retired. Congratulations on your retirement from the Rock County Sheriff's Department. I got involved with knowing a lot of people in law enforcement in 1997. Of course, I'm back at WIBA-FM, but my final year there, my first tenure, we raised $20,000 for the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial. And that's how I kind of got started with getting to know a lot of people in law enforcement. Including at the time, and I don't know if you ever got a chance to meet him, Pat Conlon, who was the Greene County Sheriff briefly, very progressive sheriff. And so I followed, obviously, what's happened in Dane County over the years. At one time, Dane County, believe it or not, had very backwards law enforcement when it came to the sheriff's department. Bill Ferris came in, started the whole Huber program, professionalized the service. Really, I don't think he ever carried a gun and was not a cop. He just came in and professionalized the service. And I think Dane County's probably better off in the long run for it. It sounds like you kind of think that Rock County needs to take that next step. Let me ask you about the resources. Obviously, are stretched thin. We all know I-90/39, the corridor between Chicago and the Twin Cities. So Madison, Janesville, Beloit, all those communities are affected by the trafficking of hard drugs. Janesville recently, you know, it's talked about making some changes and lessening up some of their resources being devoted to busting people for marijuana. What do you think about all that? And how does that fit into the bigger picture of what you'd like to see done to make sure that we get fentanyl and heroin off the street?
Yeah, those are definitely vices in our community and have been for a long time. And it's going to be a challenge for all law enforcement agencies throughout the country, not just in Wisconsin, obviously, and locally here for us, too. I've been a big component, as I said early on, to fighting the heroin and opioid problem that we have. I reached out to Chief Dave Moore at Janesville Police Department just after I announced, and we just had a real nice conversation and talked about a lot of different things, and one of them was the drug problem that is facing our communities. And I had told him when I ran in 14 that if elected, I was going to develop some programs to fight the opioid and heroin problem, especially in the area of treatment, which is the key nowadays. You know, we have people that are addicted, unfortunately, and we simply can't arrest those individuals, place them in jail, and then release them when they're done and expect things to change. It doesn't work like that. So in 14, I was looking at different programs to institute if I was going to be successful in my campaign. Unfortunately, I wasn't. So this time around, I reached out to Chief Moore, and in particular, talked about his DROP program that they're using there and have done for the last 4 or 5 years. And they're being as successful as you can be in this day and age with their program, where they take individuals that are arrested, particularly for heroin, opioid, and more or less follow them through the process and are a guiding hand for them to navigate the system as far as receiving treatment and benefits and counseling, whatever they may need, especially when they release the jail, which we have to do a better job in all areas of law enforcement when people exit our facility, whether it's for drugs or crimes of all natures. We have to do a better job to help individuals out so they don't return to what they previously had done. But with the DROP program, I mentioned to Chief Moore how impressed I was what they had been doing, and I want to collaborate with them. You know, when I talked about 14, I was going to develop some type of program, and I was looking at a lot of different ones, and it doesn't make any sense in this day and age where resources are so short and time is so short that we have all these different programs and not help each other in the sense that Janesville and I and the Sheriff's Office wouldn't work together. So instead of developing this new program is the point that I'm getting at. I think what they're doing is great. So we're going to be on board with their DROP program and do essentially the same things that they're doing. We'll sit down and talk to their officers. Officer Chad Woodman does a great job for them.
He certainly does. Boy, his level of commitment is amazing. I had a chance to interview him. And what a remarkable young man.
Excellent. I just sat down too sly with him about a week ago and had a real in-depth conversation with him. And maybe he told you this, but I was just impressed with some of the things he said, a lot of things he said, but in particular, he had said, you know, with all his years of service at the Janesville Police Department, there comes a point, and I can attest to it too, that you become jaded at some point. You know, a lot of most of your interactions are negative in the law enforcement world on the streets. And he was kind of getting to that point. And he said when he took on this program, it was a new challenge for him. And he eventually started realizing the magnitude and the impact that he can have and the ability that we need to have as people, but especially as law enforcement officers, the empathy and compassion that we have to have for individuals that are in this position to help them out.
Well, he's dealing with a whole cross-section of people. What about marijuana?
Yep. We had a good discussion, I thought, the other day at the fair when we had a debate, and had an individual stop at my house last night, and we had another great discussion about it. And as you know, or probably know, I'm assuming that there's a resolution on our ballot in November to discuss further the use of marijuana and talk about all the different areas and concerns with it. And I at the fair, I talked about how I feel that marijuana should be decriminalized, and there's a lot of advantages to that, and the conversations that I had, in particular last night with an individual who was supportive of me, you know, we talked about it. His concern was that maybe I was going to legalize it, or obviously we can't do that, but you know, decriminalizing it brings the value of that offense down a little bit. I'm not talking about excessive amounts. You know, we're talking about a couple ounces of marijuana that I believe a better option instead of a statute violation, a criminal violation. If we decriminalize it to an ordinance, I think it's better served for our community. It keeps individuals out of the jail directly, and they can begin to start that process of recovery and down the road to helping themselves. I think if a younger individual gets arrested and charged and has a record, it can be very
well damaging. And yes, because their next offense can be a felony.
Exactly. And I stand for the law, and obviously we're going to enforce the law. I think we need to also understand the trends within the community, and you know, it's recreational marijuana is starting to branch out across the country, and I think Wisconsin's in a very good position in that there's a lot of data out there now. You know, Colorado and the state of Washington, they've been doing this and working with recreational marijuana for 5, 6, 7 years now. So when we go to look at this, the pros and cons of it, we can pull that data, and it's evidence-based information that we can look at and say, well, this is what's going on in Colorado.
Right.
More than likely, it's going to happen here in Wisconsin. We have a little different culture, but more than likely, you know, trends tend to be the same, and use that information wisely.
Well, it looks to me like technology may be finding a way to test people for impairment. I was just reading about a breathalyzer for marijuana, and it's in the early stages testing, but right now it's very quantifying people's impairment with marijuana is a little more difficult than alcohol.
It sure is. I hadn't seen that piece. I'm going to have to Google that. That would be very interesting. It's not impossible, obviously. It's more difficult to check into or investigate an individual that's driving drugged as opposed to driving drunk. There's a little more training involved. We don't have as many officers that are trained in the detection of marijuana as an intoxicant for a driver, but we do it a lot. But you are correct. It's more difficult. It's more challenging. But we are doing it, and we need to continue doing it, obviously, to keep our roads safe for everybody.
Finally, let me ask you your thoughts about racial profiling and police officers and bias. I've had one sheriff say to me over the years, he's very cognizant of jailers who, work in the jail day after day. They see people on the worst day of their life. He watches them closely so they don't build up a bias. They don't become jaded. And they, you know, frankly, their experiences at work don't lead them to judge people by the color of their skin. How do you want to deal with that as sheriff?
We, it's obviously a hot topic across the community, and there's, you know, let me say right out, Sly, there's no place for it. Racial profiling is incorrect. We have policies, obviously, in place to handle that. The accreditation will enhance those as well. You have to be very aware of your surroundings, and I've talked to several individuals in our community now that teach diversity training to law enforcement groups and to the public sector. I've attended some of those programs and found those very fulfilling, enriching, and have told individuals that do this type of work that I'm going to bring them in, and not once every 5 years, not every other, every year. You know, it needs to be on the forefront of everybody. And we need to be aware of certain stigmas that the community has and be as well-rounded individuals and law enforcement officers that we can be. So we'll have extensive training yearly. And along the same lines of mental health issues have just exploded too, as you know. So I'm going to be progressive in that area too and work with the individuals from NAMI and provide more training for officers in that area too. That's another very difficult situation for law enforcement, and it's really a heavy, heavy tax burden for our community members, trying to find answers and helping these individuals with mental health issues that are very much needed and deserving in our community.
Gary Gruelli, candidate for Rock County Sheriff. Hang on just a sec. Thanks for coming to SlysOffice.com.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, 5 more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.